This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday joined a picket line with striking auto workers in the state of Michigan, backing their call for a 40% pay raise.
Well, let's keep going. You deserve what you've earned, and you've earned a hell of a lot more than you're getting paid now.
Biden's appearance, the first visit by a U.S. president to striking workers in modern history, comes a day before Donald Trump, the Republican frontrunner for president, will speak to auto workers in Michigan. The rare back-to-back events highlights the importance of union support in the 2024 presidential election, even though unions represent a tiny fraction of U.S. workers. Sudan's conflict has forced millions from their homes, but malnutrition, floods, and a withering economy are leaving many struggling to get by. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
More than 5.25 million of Sudan's 49 million population have been displaced since the fighting erupted, according to UN figures. Most have not returned home. They face malnutrition and floods as they lodge in shelters beset by crumbling walls and scorpions. Survival depends on handouts and meager aid relief, as the generosity of host communities is stretched increasingly thin.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. The death toll from an explosion and fire at a fuel depot in Nagorno-Karabakh on Monday has jumped to 125, Interfax Azerbaijan reported on Tuesday, citing the Armenian Health Ministry. The number of victims rose sharply after the Karabakh authorities reported 20 dead on Tuesday morning. The blast occurred as thousands of ethnic Armenians flee the breakaway enclave. This is VOA News. The earthquake that killed nearly 3,000 people in Morocco's High Atlas Mountains this month also took a toll on the region's flourishing tourist industry, a key source of jobs and income. Lisa Bryant reports for VOA from the Moroccan town of Amizmiz.
Tourists from around the world come to the High Atlas to discover its rugged beauty and the ethnic Amazigh, or Berbers, who live here. Abdel Samad El Zghouli is a local tour guide.
This affects a lot, tourists.
The earthquake has demolished many mountain villages that charmed El Zghouli's customers and parts of Amizmiz, where he lives. El Zghouli and his neighbors sleep outside, fearful of returning to their earthquake-damaged homes. Tourism was a windfall for this impoverished and underdeveloped region. The quake has changed that. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Amizmiz, Morocco.
Nigeria's major unions on Tuesday called for a national strike next week in protest at the governor's response to tackling the rising cost of living. Africa's largest economy has seen living and transport costs heavily impact after the government ended a petrol subsidy and freed the Naira currency, leading to a sharp devaluation of local money. Inflation is at 25%, while fuel costs have tripled since President Bola Tinubu ended the subsidy when he came into power in May, calling the move part of a necessary reform to improve a struggling economy. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's lawyers say federal prosecutors want to silence him with a gag order in his 2020 election interference case, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Attorneys for Donald Trump urged the judge to deny the prosecution's proposal to bar the former president from making inflammatory and intimidating comments about witnesses, lawyers, and other people involved in the case. They say it's an effort to unconstitutionally silence his political speech. But special counsel Jack Smith's team points to what it calls a pattern of false and inflammatory statements from Trump about the criminal case, as well as comments meant to intimidate or harass people he believes are potential witnesses. The fight over the limits of Trump's speech is one of four criminal cases he's facing. I'm Julie Walker.
The Speaker of Canada's House of Commons lower chamber on Tuesday said he would quit a few days after he publicly praised a former Nazi soldier in Parliament in an incident that Russia said helped justify its war on Ukraine. Anthony Rota told legislators he had made a mistake by inviting the ex-soldier to attend a session in the House honoring Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky last Friday. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.